Mr. Chair, Indonesia reaffirms its commitment to promote and protect human rights and fundamental freedoms against human rights abuses within our own territory and jurisdiction committed by transnational corporations and other business enterprises. On 26 September this year, we adopted the Presidential Regulation No. 60/2023 on National Strategy on Business and Human Rights, which serve as a legal and policy guidance for government agencies, private sector, and other stakeholders to prevent, mitigate, and address adverse human rights impacts of business activities and to provide effective remedies to the victims. The enactment of this regulation is also part of our commitment to implementing and mainstreaming the guiding principles on business and human rights at the national and local levels in order to strengthen the pre-existing policy measures on business and human rights and create business environment that is sustainable and respects human rights. Mr. Chair, while appreciating your hard work to consolidate all inputs into a single updated draft text, we regret that a number of important proposals made by delegations, including my own, are not accommodated in the clean version, especially with regard to the definition and scope as provided in the updated text. We view that the text has been shifted away from the core spirit of the Resolution 26/9, which we supported, that mandated an elaboration of an international legally binding instrument with particular focus on transnational corporations and other business enterprises that have a transnational character in their operational activities and does not apply to local businesses registered in terms of relevant domestic law. We believe that provisions on the definition and scope are the crux of a legally binding instrument which determines the course of the entire text and its applicability. Therefore, they must be well crafted in such a way that serve the main purpose when this instrument was initiated in the first place. It is also pertinent to carefully define a transnational character of business activities, since businesses in today's world, regardless of their sizes, are also operating online in digital platforms which do not recognize national borders. I'm confident that we all share common interests to establish a legally binding instrument that will promote, rather than undermine, the development of businesses run by individuals or small, micro, and medium enterprises. In many cases, they are the backbones of economic development in a large number of countries, especially the least developed and developing countries. We support the inclusion of constructive provisions relating to international cooperation, including on financial and technical assistance and capacity building, which will benefit the states and businesses as duty bearers, but also other stakeholders who are the right holders. Our further views and inputs will be shared during the negotiations. Finally, Indonesia reiterates its support towards this process and looks forward to engaging constructively with other delegations during the negotiation of the drug test. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Agradezco al distinguido delegado de Indonesia por su intervención. Y con esto podemos dar por terminada la sesión de la tarde. Antes de suspender la reunión, me gustaría recordar respetuosamente a todos los participantes